This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. As Women's History Month wraps up, we wanted to take a step back to the late 1800s to look at the life of a Philadelphian who stood strong for what was a controversial cause back then. At a time when women struggled to make their voices heard, Carolyn Earle White founded the Women's Branch of the Pennsylvania Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, Philadelphia's first animal shelter, which later became the Women's Humane Society. Today, Kathy Malcomis is the Society's CEO. I asked her recently to tell me about Earle White.
I think we could describe her as determined. At the time, in many photos that we have, she has a stern look on her face. So I think she was serious about her mission and very determined.
This is a half a century before women had the right to vote, and women at this time often had to engage civically through their husbands. What's Earle White's story?
In the late 1800s, the treatment of animals was not a conversation that was a popular one. Animals were used for more industrial purposes, and people didn't look at animals in those days the same way that they look at animals today. So to think that a small group of women at a time when men predominantly were using animals for working purposes, they were raising their voices about the way these animals were treated.
It leads me to ask, how was Earle White's work received by the general public? Was she revered or despised by people? I imagine it was a sensitive thing to be approaching people to talk about, you know, how they were treating their animals.
I don't think she was revered at the start. I think she was probably despised. And again, these women were trying to do their work behind their husbands. They needed their husband's support in order to do this. So those men were very brave also.
Do we know what bothered Earle White about the care and treatment of animals in Philadelphia in particular?
She began her efforts focused on the treatment of carriage horses in the city, and then quickly turned their efforts to small animals as well. But focusing on the treatment of horses, she and her contemporaries erected and dedicated many drinking fountains for horses and established watering stations for horses in the city during those days.
There was a scrappy band of children who Earle White organized to help her identify abused animals. They were called the Band of Mercy. Can you describe for us who was in this group and what they did exactly?
Yeah, the women recruited children who they educated and then asked them to be their eyes and ears, to be on the lookout for animals that were treated inhumanely and let us know.
How did that work out?
Worked out well. And in fact, I think what that did was led to what is now a more formal cruelty investigation and what now exists with dog laws. You know, in those days, they were really just wanting more people to be aware.
The women's branch of the PSPCA later became the Women's Humane Society, which is where you work in Bensalem. How did Earle White change the conversation about animal cruelty in Philadelphia, in the U.S., maybe even internationally?
Yeah. In our first annual report, there is mention where they work with the mayor to create the first essential dog pound or first temporary home for animals. And she raised that awareness, which is what exists today with, you know, a shelter, many shelters across the country. She raised that awareness that we can shelter animals, get them back to their owners, or find new homes for them. You look at 145 years later, we still exist, and there's just so many more shelters across the country as well.
She's clearly beloved at your organization. What do you love about her the most?
I love the fact that she's a woman, and I love the fact that at a time where it was not very popular to have your voice be heard or speak about a sensitive topic, she did it along with her friends. And at the Women's Humane Society, we continue to have a board of directors who is 100% women. That's part of our bylaws. So, you know, to have strong women today really following that lead from Caroline Earle White from, you know, 145 years ago, it's pretty inspiring.
Kathy Malcomis is CEO of the Women's Humane Society. Kathy, thanks for the history lesson.
Thanks so much, Jennifer.